over there, I'm known in, let's say Ashkenaz was alive and I had a Yiddish name, like Schleiman. I would, if I wrote the get where I was called Shlomo, I would change my name to Shlomo. Even if my wife was still over there. So there's some aspect of using the name where you were. Shem Iro v'Shem Ira. And change the name of his city or the name of her city. And the get would remain valid. Meaning, besides stating the place in which it's written, a get must also state the places in which the principals currently live, like Yosef of Jerusalem or Rachel of Hebron. And if the city was known by different names in different places, some places referred to the wife's city as Hebron and others referred to it as Kiryat Arba, it's sufficient to write the name by which the city is known in the place that the get is written. So you write the name by which the city is known in the place where the get is written. So if it's known as a different place elsewhere, and they're talking about Yosef of Hebron, but really it's referred to as Kiryat Arba here in Kiryat Arba, what's the potential? The potential is confusion. Because we don't know what place is being discussed. Wait, I thought we were talking that he lived in Hebron. What's this Kiryat Arba? And if you didn't know that the same place was called Kiryat Arba and Hebron, it might be really confusing. Okay. So what's going to be the fix? Hitkin Rabban Gamliel Hazaken Sheyehe Chotev Ish Ploni V'chol Shum Sheyeshlo. Rabban Gamliel the Elder decreed that one must write the names in the get according to the following formula. Ish ploni v'chol shum sheyeshlo. This and this man and every name that he has. Ish aflonit v'chol shum sheyeshla. This and this woman and every name that she has. Remember that ploni is like John Doe and plonit like Jane Doe? And when they wanted to use a double name, they would say Ploni Almoni. So if you want to have a filler in, like any John Doe who's going through the... So any Ploni who walks down the street, that's the name they use, Ploni. Mipnei Tikkun Haolam. Rabban Gamliel made this decree for the benefit of society. Okay, now... Why is Tikkun Olam brought here according to Rashi? Shelo yotziu lo'ez al baneha min hasheni. In order not to call into question the status of the woman's children. So again, that goes back to what we heard before. That part of the reason why you make any fix is to indeed protect the children within society. Lomar lo girsha ba'ala she'ein ze shemo. Because someone might say, hey, this guy never divorced her in the first place. I don't know a guy named such and such. Because, by the way, where he wrote the get, he wasn't known as such and such. He was known as that and that. And if he included the name in his locality by which he was known versus the name that everybody recognizes him as in terms of the marriage to this woman, they're going to think that he never divorced her. So there needs to be a fix. What's the fix? Again, Rabban Gamliel the Elder comes along and says that it should write, Chotev ish ploni v'chol shum sheyeshlo, and write, Isha flonit v'chol shum sheyeshla. Every, this man, ploni, and every name that he has, and that woman, and every name that she has.
I'm designating the names, or just a general term?
Well, let's look. There has to be some open door for Gemara. Yeah. Come on. Right? If you're learning the Mishnah, and you want to ask some questions, you have to have an open question.
It's going to be an AKA, right?
You know, the funny thing is we're going to get into this discussion, Arthur. What does it mean that there was this and that name? I want to hold this as a sidebar issue. This is like paparazzi tonight. Hi, Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom.
This is for the first place where they know me like this, and that's for the second place.